Now, returning to hantavirus, what it is, how it works and how it can be transmitted. Delighted to say we're joined on the line by Farn 4 GP, Dr. Eamon Shannon. Of course, the regular, the stalwart of Health Matters with Deirdre on Talk About Now for many, many years. Eamon, good morning. Thank you for joining us. So this story, maybe because it takes away from the attention of the madness that's going on in the Middle East, it's really, really grabbed the headlines. Irish women are on board this cursed ship where the hantavirus has broken out. Tell us, first of all, what is hantavirus and how can it be transmitted?
Okay, so hantavirus is a rare virus that occurs mostly in rodents, and the particular species are rats, are the ones that seem to be the particular problem. Hantavirus has been identified, rather the illnesses caused by hantavirus have been known about for probably centuries, but it was really only in the last 50, 60, 70 years that it has been identified. My understanding is that it was originally identified in US troops who were fighting in Korea. They were near to, I think, the River Hanta in Korea, and that's where its name comes from. It's a condition that's endemic in rodents. In the Americas, it's mostly rats. I believe that in Europe, it can occur in voles. The virus is something that lives on in these rodents. The issue is that it's a classic example of what we call a zoonosis. And a zoonosis is an infection that is present within animals, but that when it jumps across to humans, it causes illness and sickness. And in this case, it seems to be inhalation of aerosolized rat droppings and rat urine. In other words, that when the rats contaminate an area, if the person is then exposed to, if they inhale the dried out feces, the dried out urine, that transmits the virus to the human, and that after an incubation period of about a week or so, that the disease begins to manifest itself. And that's kind of that's a starting point.
Lovely. And it can also, so usually it's rodent to human transmission, but can also, there can also be transmission from human to human.
No. Absolutely not.
No,
it's not a human. No, it's not human to human. That's the reason why you were saying that while the passengers of an unfortunate ship were advised to stay in their cabins, they were not prohibited from wandering around because it's not human to human transmission.
Okay, definitely not human to human. And I suppose what makes it worse in any sort, in any kind confined setting, that's music to the ears of a virus, and you can't get anything more confined than a ship.
Than a cruise ship, and a small cruise ship at that. You're absolutely right. Again, undoubtedly, if you look at the timeline of this thing, if you work backwards, the likelihood is that it may have been in a ship or it may have been ashore, but one way or the other, the ship was then making a long journey across the South Atlantic, it gave plenty of time for the virus to develop. And of course, the thing is, there's no possibility of people getting off the ship, and there still is not, because my understanding is they're currently docked in port at Cape Verde, but the local authorities aren't allowing them to leave. So this is leading to great distress, as evidenced by the news reports and by people on board posting messages.
Have you ever come across anyone who contracted hantavirus heard it discussed?
No, never. Never. No, I mean, hantavirus is one of those things that you hear about, but not in my 40-year career have I ever come across anybody who has had hantavirus or anything like it. As I said, it is a rare condition, but it's a very serious condition when it does occur. The biggest thing is really trying to, the prevention is, it's making sure that, so for example, if there are places where rodents may have been placed, present, make sure to ventilate the area first before you go in to clean them out, and then avoid sweeping or vacuuming, as that will spread particles into the air. Use gloves and a disinfectant, often something as simple as diluted household bleach, and make sure to wash your hands thoroughly afterwards.
This is definitely bad publicity for the cruise ship industry.
I'm afraid so, yeah.
And Eamon, this unfortunate case and the tragic deaths of the people on board this ship, it brings home to us as well, though, the importance of hygiene and always not to be in any way cavalier about the health threat posed by rodents. You mentioned there rats and mice, but also you were saying in Europe, voles, V-O-L-E-S,
can be the vectors. It can also be in field mice. So the thing is that it's all about personal hygiene. Part of the issue, again, doesn't everything seem to loop back to it? Again, if there is a disturbance in the animal's natural habitats, if the natural habitats are destroyed, if the rodents move out of their natural habitats through deforestation and so on and so forth into where humans are living, it increases the risk of transmission.
Yeah, and over the years, Eamon, you've never come across anyone with hantavirus, but have you ever discussed this with colleagues of people who have picked up infections as a result of rodents?
Yeah, I suppose there is an important distinction that needs to be made. Something that I think farmers would be aware of here in Ireland is Viles disease. Now, Viles disease is a different infection. It is also rat related, but whereas hanta is caused by the inhalation of what they call aerosolized rodent excrete. In other words, the dried out urine and feces. Viles disease is contracted by contact with water or soil that's contaminated by rat urine. They are two different things. I suppose the thing is that if you come in contact or if you work with rodents or contaminated environments, really you do need to take precautions. So, I mean, I think I've maybe seen two cases of Viles disease in my career. And I said many farmers are probably aware of it because, again, they're being advised if you do come in contact with, or if you're working in places where there may be rats in urine, you need to be careful. Different diseases, one is a virus, one's a bacterial infection, but the natural vector are rats in both cases.
Okay. Well, look, we'll leave it there. And we thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Eamon Shanahan, presenter of Medical Matters, every Wednesday from around 2 o'clock on Talk About with Deirdre Walsh, explaining to us there about what precisely hantavirus is.